Israel sister. Sunnyside, Corranbong, Australia, June 15, 1896. Dear Sister Israel, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 6, verse 17 to 20. We have every reason to trust in God, and to bring all our worries and anxieties to Jesus Christ, that we may become better acquainted with him. It should not be a difficult thing to remember that the Lord Jesus is desirous that we should bring all our troubles and perplexities to him. Take it to the Lord in prayer, and then leave your perplexities and burdens with him. How much happier we should be could we do this. You may come to him as a child comes to his parents, saying, "Here, Lord, I have carried myself as though I could save myself for a long time. My burdens are too heavy for me to carry longer. Thou canst bear them for me." He says, "I will take them. With everlasting kindness will I have mercy upon thee." This love is as strong as it is tender. The love of Jesus is stronger than death, for he died to win your love, to have you lean upon him fully and entirely, and to make you one with him, mystically and eternally one. The love of Jesus is something expressed, more tender than even the love of a mother for her child. The most tender love we know is that of a mother for her child, but the love of Jesus exceeds this. She may change in her affection, mothers may become unkind, but Jesus never, never will become unmindful or unkind or cruel to his children. Then never, never will we show distrust and want of faith. So strong is his love that it controls all the affections of his nature and employs all the vast resources to do his people good. His love is durable, without variableness or shadow of turning. Never let us dishonor God by trying so hard to keep ourselves, fixing our eyes upon ourselves, and keeping ourselves constantly in view. Look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Let us not do as we have done, make ourselves miserable over some supposed future tomorrow's burdens. Carry your duties of today cheerfully. Today's faith, today's trust in Jesus we must have. Today I may look and live. Today I will put my trust in God. Today I will rest in quietude and peace kept by the power of God. Say, "The Lord will be glorified by my being cheerful and happy in his assurance of his love today." In much love.